Hey, soulmates. Happy Monday. It's your girl, Claudia Jordan, and welcome to Cocktails with the Queens. I am back with my girls, and we are all in the holiday festive spirit, as you can see from my background. Please welcome Vivica A. Fox. What's up, girl?
Hey, girl. Hey.
Hello. Please welcome Lisa Ray. What's up, girl?
Happy holidays and happy Monday. Hey, queen.
Hello. And last but not least, please welcome Selena Johnson. Hey, Selena.
Happy Monday, everybody. So excited to be in the Christmas spirit.
But sure. Now, of course, we are here to dish about everything that's trending in social media and in the news. And later on, we're catching up with R&B singer and actor Jacob Lattimore. Queens, how's everybody doing? How was y'all weekend? I got a little story for y'all, but y'all go first, please, because mine is not good.
I'm currently in New York City right now promoting my new Christmas film, a new Divas Christmas Carol that's going to be coming out this Wednesday, December the 14th, 8 p.m. on VH1, starring Ashanti, Eva Marcel, myself, and Robin Givens and Mel B.
Ooh, congratulations.
Oh, nice cast.
Yeah, beautiful. It's a whole bunch of Black girl magic, just like we do every Monday night.
All right. Now, look.
I'm going to be watching.
Well, I'm celebrating taking a break. I'm celebrating a holiday. I'm celebrating being married because I could be a Scrooge, but I refuse to. So I'm giving out the energy. I want it back. I need the love. I need the prayers. I need everything, you all. So Merry Christmas.
All right, Selena.
Yes, honey, I'm with Lisa Ray. I am trying to be in the Christmas cheer. It was so busy to the top of December, and now I feel like I'm just smooth sailing. So I'm just trying to rest, girl, and watch the Netflix and the Hulus and all of the good shows, The Riches, The Handmaid's Tales, and all of the good shows, girl. Now I'm going to watch Vivica movie. Now I got to watch all the Christmas movies. So I'm just going to be watching TV from here on out.
Well, Selena, you look like a beautiful present, to be honest, with this red hair, honey. We done went from the platinum to the cherry blonde.
I'm trying to give a little ginger.
The profile thing is fabulous.
looks amazing.
Thank you.
How about you, Claudia?
Let me tell you what happened. I'm hosting a fashion show for my girl, Tony, VJ Label, and I'm here at the Cowboys Club in Texas. So I'm like, I got to do my show from there before the show. So I got to bring my laptop, my lights, my computer, my jewelry, everything. My driver picks me up. He puts myself in the back of the SUV, closes it, and then we take off. You know when people drive real jerky where they've got their foot on the brake and the gas at the same time? He was doing that. After like 5 minutes in the car, I look back. The back had opened up and my luggage is in the middle of the street. My backpack is gone. It's got my computer, my lights, and my jewelry box with my real jewelry in it that I brought. It is gone. He like, oh no, what happened? So I'm like, go around the block. You're taking too long. You know, I just had surgery on my feet, right? I take off running with these newly surgeried feet and try to find my backpack. I'm like, a crackhead definitely got my bag. They got a computer. They got about, I don't even want to say how much money in jewelry, but they got some, they came up, whoever got it, and we couldn't find it. And he's like, anyway, I made him go around like a couple more times, and we finally found my luggage, my backpack. It wasn't broken. Everything was in it. So I had a happy ending. But my girl, I can't calm my heart down, my heart rate. From it happening.
I would have been
definitely put your heart racing right there. My goodness.
And it won't stop. Like, so I got it. So ladies, on that note.
So yes. You got your stuff back though, right? You got your jewelry
and stuff back. And I had to thank God on the spot. I said, thank you, God, for us being able to recover it. So on that note, cheers, ladies. Christmas
cheers. You know what
that's holiday
you know what it's called, Claudia? Good karma. You've done something nice, so.
And there are decent people in the world.
Yes.
Man. And then at the end he goes, I hope this didn't mess nothing up. I go, I'm thinking, what? Okay.
Ooh, I would have reported him so good. Okay.
Let's get into the show. We have a whole bunch to talk about. Babies being made, all kinds of things happening. Over the weekend, Diddy had social media in a frenzy after he announced he has a new daughter. Diddy tweeted, I'm so blessed to welcome my baby girl, Love Sean Combs, to the world. Mama Combs, Quincy, Justin, Christian, Chance, Delilah, Jesse, and myself all love you so much. God is the greatest. The mother's identity is kind of unknown, but we've seen some pictures. What do y'all think about Diddy's surprise announcement? Selena, let me go to you first. What do you think about this?
Honestly, the very first thing I thought in my mind was, it's giving Nick Cannon. it was given. I was like, okay, so is that what's on trend now? But listen, everybody has got to live their lives the way they want to live. Congratulations, Puffy, and the girl that you had the baby with. Congratulations to the family. They have a new addition. And hey, one thing's for certain, in the light of being married and, you know, the words of Lisa Rank, okay, one thing's for certain. The baby will be taken care of. It will not be a child that will go, you know, starving or hungry or mistreated. The baby will be taken care of, regardless of the situation.
The baby mama's name is Dana Tran, very beautiful woman. Lisa Ray, what do you think?
I'm thinking a whole bunch of everything over here. Okay. I'm thinking, first of all, like, the relationships that he has, is any one of them serious? And this new baby mama, was it about just having a baby? Or are they in a relationship? Or is he the Black Hugh Hefner now? And why are these older men just reaching back to their daughter age to date? Like, I'm not hating on it, not at all, but I'm questioning it, like, wow, you know what I mean? And not to say that they ain't mature or they gonna age, you know, a little slower because they're younger, you know, definitely. I don't know if that's making, you know, Puff feel younger, you know, to reach back. But he's such the man, and he got so much energy till he bring the party. He bring the energy. Still, he don't need nobody to bring him energy, but maybe not. Maybe that's what it all is about. You know what I mean? I got a lot of questions I'm going to ask him New Year's. Oh,
he bringing the energy, and he also bringing the raw dog sex. Vivica, what you think about this? Because everybody going raw. What happened to Connie?
Give a handsmaid tale. It is.
Girl.
I mean, like Lisa Ray said, is this the new trend? You know, as long as the Bentley's in the front yard, you can go on and do what you want. Just make sure you keep on bringing the presents. You can have kids. You can do whatever you want, but as long as I'm taken care of and I get my allowance, it's all good. These children brand new is all I can say. Lisa Ray, you know, that's of course how we feel, sweetheart, that it's like, don't just do the drive-by and leave a baby and I'm a millionaire, to quote one of my friends. I believe in family. And I believe the children need a strong family structure. You know, I've always said that. Puffy is amazing. Nick Cannon is amazing. But the structure that you guys are doing with these family ties, it isn't my choice. And it's more than just providing a car and things like that. Babies need fathers that are present. And that's my opinion. But, you know, to each his own is all I really can say. I was shocked when I heard this news and that she was so young, but she's in cybersecurity. So watch out, Puppy. Your ass gonna be getting spied on.
Okay.
I don't think he can, because everything is out in the open now. I mean, all these women are like, what is his, young man? Like, we go together real bad.
And she once tweeted, you gonna have to learn to share. So I guess he putting it down.
Do y'all, I know I don't share this, but I know I'm not by myself. I feel so old fashioned compared to how people are doing things now. Like, I feel like I've always just wanted to be part of a family and not a family that they leave.
They are part of a family. It's called blended family now.
That's called a polygamous colony. That's what it's called.
It's called sister wives. It's called all of us family.
Like, what happened to, and this, hey, I'm not judging. Well, yeah, a little bit I am judging. Like, what happened to, why can't Black folks, why can't we aspire to have the mama and the daddy under one roof and we have a family together where I don't have all these half sisters and brothers? I don't really know you. You're in Cleveland, you're in Cincinnati, you're in Florida, your last, you know, it's just like a lot. And it's just like, I feel like it's damaging. Like, you know, we talk about women that have daddy issues, what happens to you later. You can have a daddy that writes a check and comes in and dips and spends time with you, but how much quality time are you spending with us? He's already busy because he's a mogul. Now to split that time amongst all these children, and then it's just so everything's just so casual. Not for me, but if it works for them, but just so casual. It's just so sad.
I just want to say really quickly, and then we can move on. Upon further review, like I've always been an advocate of, you know, at least the kids will be taken care of. They'll have family, have people that love them. But I do agree on the family component. I do. I think a family is very important. Now, if you just really think about it, just for the upbringing and the teaching and the continuance of how you raise children, you know what I'm saying? I know it might be old fashioned or antiquated for some, but I do think that it does matter because I do have that component and I do think it matters.
I do too. And I think everyone justifies it with, but they have money. So what?
Only thing I can say for that last thing,
families with money,
you guys, is stay tuned. Let's see how this affects, you know, the kids in the future. We gonna see. We gonna see.
Families got money too, though. You can have money and be a father and a mother, and you can have money and raise kids like monogamous. I mean, or whatever.
And Diddy does seem to be. He does seem to love fatherhood. I will say that he doesn't seem like he's checked. Like he doesn't.
Good father.
Yeah. All right, y'all, moving on. Entertainment Tonight reporter Kevin Frazier is getting backlash about asking Nia Long about the cheating scandal with her, you know, her ex-man on the red carpet for her premiere of The Best Man, The Final Chapters. Someone posted, imagine being on the red carpet for a celebration and you have to recollect and relive emotions from being cheated on. Another person wrote, why would you talk about it at a place where she's being celebrated with their new series? That is so inconsiderate. And if you're doing her just like, you're doing her just like the Celtics did. All right, what do y'all think about Kevin Frazier? Do you think he was out of line for asking Nia the comment about the cheating scandal during her premiere night? Vivica, what do you think about this? And is this normal? Because this is when they see you, right?
Yes, it's her first red carpet appearance. It's an uncomfortable question to definitely be asked. But, you know, that's when you just learn to handle it with grace and like, no comment, next question.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I agree.
It's that simple. You can say no comment, next question. That's a personal issue. Next question, please.
I mean, that's what she would have said, but I'd have gave him one of these. Do you have another question?
Selena, what do you think?
There's no winning correct way to answer it. I mean, you know, she's in a difficult position, but she has to realize that question is going to continue to come up. So she can null and void it. She can have publicists say no questions regarding the incident and just keep that moving. She does not have to address it publicly. She can address it when she feels like it.
That's right. Selena?
You know, I watched her response, and in the beginning, I just felt like, you know, man, can people just celebrate their own stuff? But then her response, I loved it so much that I was kind of glad that he was able to ask that question and get her response. And he was kind of on her side with it as well. Like the way that he asked the question, he was kind of outraged at what happened to her. And I just loved the way she was like, listen, it was a fool. I definitely think that the Celtics organization was outrageous and inconsiderate for, you know, blowing the whistle like that. And I think that it should have been a private matter, you know. So I was kind of happy to hear her opinion on that, you know. Well, interested to hear that opinion on that. I wasn't happy, but I was interested to hear her opinion, even though it probably wasn't appropriate, but she hadn't spoken on it. So she must have been waiting to say something because she could have, like you said, she could have just been like, no, I'm good. You know, we're going to talk about Best Man and keep it moving. But she must have really wanted to say something.
And you know what? Look, I'm glad that she used our platform to be able to say it and not their platform to be able to say it. Because if they would have asked her, would we still be talking about it like this? And you have to have a thick skin. We know this already. They're gonna get us when they can. Questions when they can.
For the people that are getting upset, Nia Long was 1,000%. She knows that that's what, if she hasn't been out and given any interviews, this is what she knows. She's a seasoned veteran in the game. She knows that they're going to ask her this. Like if you see her out, they're going to grab her. Anyone wants to get that first really explanation from her. So of course, I believe she knew about it. And I think she handled it great. Like y'all said, you know, she handled it on her terms with a black reporter that was sympathetic. I think it went well. I don't think Kevin Frazier should be getting smoke for that. That's what he does.
Right.
And Kevin Frazier asked Stephen A. Smith about the scandal on the carpet the same night he went to Nia Long. So he asked other people about it too. It is big news. All right, y'all, listen, we are taking a quick commercial break, but we got a guest tonight, y'all. We are talking to the shy actor, Jacob Lattimore. Right when we come back, stick around. You don't want to miss this. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Cocktails with the Queens. Tonight, we are talking to a chart-topping R&B singer and one of the stars of Showtime's hit show, The Chi. Please welcome with a really, really, really radiant, beautiful smile, Jacob Lattimore. Hey.
Yay.
Hey.
Come on, Christmas cup.
Wait, what up?
Hey, Jacob. Thanks for
being
here.
Hey, thank you all for having me. It's always fun to come on here.
Let me see that smile. You got a nice smile.
Thank you. I'm trying to stay flossing.
I know that's right. Flossing is very important. People need to know that.
Man, you gotta get in between them teeth. Okay.
Okay.
Well, Jacob, it's that time of the year where everyone is playing their favorite Christmas playlist. So we're gonna ask you, who are some of the artists in your rotation on your playlist? What you listening to?
I actually haven't been listening to much holiday music, but if I do, I'm gonna probably tap into like the Mariah Carey. I just like her the old school, like Chris Brown. They I feel like that's the vibe still. I mean, I know new Christmas records come out, but I ain't really. You know what I mean? That classic playlist. I just let it ride for real. But I've been listening to so much more of my music lately.
Okay.
That's a good way to segue into it.
Okay. And speaking of which, Jacob, you are, you know, you're on television right now. You're in a hit show. I remember you was a baby. Into the game. You've been in this game forever. But you're on the hit show, Shy, which you're doing an amazing job at. But people tend to forget that you really started in R&B music, you know what I'm saying? As a young R&B artist, how do you stay current? Speaking of which, when you just said you're listening to your own music, I know you had a post that says still in discovery, Jacob Lattimore, R&B. So how do you balance between the two?
You know what? I think my purpose is just a little different when it comes to music. Now, I feel like acting spearheads my career, but I just put out music and just to have fun. Whoever loves it, whoever is a fan of it, if you're a fan of the music or the acting more, then it is what it is. So I think I used to try to fight it in a sense, but now I've just accepted like, all right, I want to make music that really represents me as an actor, like represents me as a, make sure that music is cohesive with my films and the music videos are up to par and I can be more cinematic and just like, kind of tap into the directing side.
Do you intertwine it in the shot? Like, do you submit it to the music directors and stuff?
Yeah, sometimes I've gotten two songs on the shot since.
Okay. That's good.
Season one or two. But I think when I'm acting, I really love to act. Like, I really love to be somebody else. I had a famous like singing scene and it was like, they wanted me to sing on the show, but I was just like, nah, like Emmett don't sing. Like, so I was like, let me try to really, step into film and be taken seriously as an actor. And when it's time for a singing role, it'll be proper.
And well, you're doing a great job because your show, The Shy, has been renewed for its not one, not two, not three, not four, six seasons.
All right.
That's what I'm talking about. You play a character by the name of Emmett. How has your character evolved over the six seasons?
I think he's just becoming a man, taking care of his kids, really trying to settle down and build his family, choosing one woman, you know, having...
Yes, Emmett is the fool. Emmett is the fool in the shy, honey.
At least you kept it real, trying to decide on one woman. Okay.
Yeah, he was outside. He was outside a lot. So I think the growth of the character from season one till now has been, you know, a joy to watch, a joy to experience as well. So I feel like I learned a lot, you know, playing this role because I don't have no clue.
Sidebar question. Were you, so you've been acting since you were young, right?
Yep, 11 years old.
Oh my goodness. Wow. Well, to have a show for six seasons is amazing. Congratulations.
And you're not just doing that show. I mean, you have the highly anticipated film coming out, House Party. Yeah.
That will be released in January.
So, you know, tell everybody, you know, what we can expect from the movie and tell us about your character.
Yeah, so I play a character named Kevin, and Kevin and Damon, they're party promoters, wanting to get into this world, really trying to make ends meet by, you know, promoting parties on the side, but they work for a cleaning service, and then they realize that the last house that they're at is LeBron's house. So they get fired from their last job with some other promoters, and then they're like, well, maybe we just throw the house party here. So all these celebrities come, and we got a bunch of dope cameos, and it's just a fresh movie. I know everybody like, why they redoing a classic? And that was my same approach. Like when the script came to me, I was like, I don't know. But when I read the script, it just felt new. It felt fun. It felt like I don't think people are expecting it to be it's not a remake, it's a reboot. It's really like we keep some of those same themes, as well as like Kevin is more responsible, Damon is a little more edgy outside or whatever. But I think the film is just fun. I watched it like maybe 6 or 7 times. The cinematography is incredible. Shout out to Kyle Matic. This is his directorial debut, and he comes from the music video world, so he knows how to make those films look like film. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and knows how to make the color pop. The fashion is dope. The acting is dope. It's a joy to watch. I think people are really gonna be shocked. They only gonna hate because it's called House Party, but we ready for it.
Well, I like the reboot.
We are ready to support. But speaking of acting, we're going to show off some of our acting. So, Jacob, before you go, we want to test your improv skills and our improv skills, actually, with the holiday game of Christmas charades.
Oh, let's get it. I'm ready.
All right, now, each queen will act out a Christmas charade. Remember, the theme is Christmas. It's all things Christmas, okay? And we want you to try to guess the correct one. Okay. Jacob, are you ready to play Christmas charades?
I think so.
All right. All right. Vivica, you can kick this first one off.
Ho, ho, ho.
Santa baby. Santa baby. Oh, down the chimney.
Okay. Yes. That's right. Santa Claus coming down the chimney. Okay. This is hard, y'all. For y'all judging us in the chat. All right, Selena, you're up next.
Oh, God. Okay.
Let it snow. It's snowing outside. Snowman. That is. There we go.
Okay, you got building a snowman. Okay. Lisa Ray, take it away.
I'll get this one. Here we go.
What they call it? Mistletoe.
Okay, I'm going to end it with mine. All right, y'all.
What up? Christmas paper, Christmas gifts.
Wrap Christmas present. Okay. Hey, man, this is Zoom. We had to improvise. All right, improvise.
Right.
That's cute.
All right, Jacob, that was a lot of fun. What can your fans expect from you next? I know you're super busy.
I'm actually dropping a music video this week. I'm excited.
Yay! You ain't called the aunties to be in it.
You know, it was a different type of video. It's just the treatment just did in line. That's all.
Okay,
I don't know what that means, but I mean, we
can
still drop it.
It's
not to back that thing up.
I got the record for all the dropping. I got that.
I can drop it like it's medium. I don't know about hot. I got medium, not hot.
Yeah. What's the name of the song so we can look for the video?
My bad. It's called Selfish. I actually dropped the audio maybe 2 months ago, so the video gonna come out.
I know that song. Okay.
I'm into that right now. I'm into Selfish.
That's what I'm saying.
Hello, Jacob. Thank you so much for joining us. We are definitely going to support you, brother. You are doing your thing. And Ben doing your thing since you was a preteen. So thank you so much. We're going to support you and congrats on everything. And we will see you next time you got something you want to promote. We love you here at Foxo.
Thank you.
Yay. See you, Jacob.
Merry Christmas.
More cocktails with queens after this. Come back to cocktails with the queens. Have I got something that's going to make your holiday season just a little bit more fabulous? Now, listen, this holiday season is around the corner, and with it comes gift giving, lots of great food, and of course, dreaded holiday portraits. Now, listen, ain't nothing worse than having a great time, and you take one picture, and that one picture comes out terrible. You get the red eyes, or someone's looking crazy. Well, while we can't control other aspects of the holidays, we can make sure you feel confident and camera ready for your photos. That's why we're excited to partner with Apostrophe. Now, Apostrophe's goal is to help you feel confident in your own skin. Now, whether you're dealing with breakouts, signs of aging, or acne scarring, Apostrophe will help you love the skin you're in. Apostrophe is an online platform that connects you with an expert dermatology team to get customized acne treatment for your unique skin. Through Apostrophe, you can get access to oral and topical medications that use clinically proven ingredients to help clear acne. Simply fill out an online consultation about your skin goals and medical history, then snap a few selfies, and a board-certified dermatologist will create your initial customized treatment plan. Apostrophe offers access to prescription treatments from all types of acne, from hormonal acne to facial acne, and even back, chest, and butt acne. Treat breakouts from head to toe. Now, we have a special deal for our audience. Get your first visit for only $5 at apostrophe.com/cocktailswithqueens when you use code cocktailswithqueens. Now, that's a savings of $15. This code is only available to our viewers. Now, to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/cocktailswithqueens and click get started. Then use our code cocktailswithqueens at sign up and you'll get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode, and get with them so you can have that beautiful skin. All right, y'all, listen, ladies, there's a story that I know y'all saw all over the internet that is actually something that we probably could have all called before, called it happening. And I'm talking about Derrick Jackson. Derrick Jackson announced his divorce from his wife, Danaya Jackson. Who was surprised? Not us. Derrick posted this statement on Instagram earlier this year. After much prayer, counseling, and deep consideration, we decided to go our separate ways and file for a divorce. Making the decision to file was one of the hardest decisions of my life, but I found peace knowing that our mission of raising healthy children, starting with healthy and whole parents, is still being accomplished. But according to Bossup, Derrick shared the truth about his marital status on social media after media personality Tasha K posted the video of him with the mystery woman. So what are y'all thoughts on this story? Lisa Ray, let's start with you.
What mystery woman and what were they doing?
Oh, I got sent pictures all weekend from people that were down in Miami. He was with another lady that was not his wife, and they was having a good old time in Miami. So yeah, that's what happened. So Tasha K posted the videos, and then he came out with a divorce announcement.
Okay, well then, I feel like sometimes when you can get ahead of things like that, but if the wife came out and said something so neutral, then it's like you can follow that lead because evidently she ain't trying to spew out the business or be negative. So he could have stayed in that vein and said, you know what? We're separated. Obviously, we're going through a divorce. And what I'm doing now is what I'm doing now as a man, period.
It's a whole mess. Selena, what you think about this?
Well, Derrick Jackson is the fool, honey. He is the fool. I don't care what nobody's saying. And then, you know, the wife is now down to the Instagram trying to sell a self-help seminar for women who are trying to get over infidelity right now. Like she's doing that right now after this news just happened 5 seconds ago. So it appears to me that, you know, and she's talking about like how to get through heartbreak and blah, 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 blah. It appears to me that she's not really through this heartbreak and that something wasn't finalized before he was already seeing this woman. That's just my own personal discernment. I just feel like, you know, he only made that statement after the pictures came out and let me just say this so it won't look like I'm bad. I won't go through backlash again, but you just was telling us when you went through all the other stuff that you were going to stay with your wife and that you all would be together and all this stuff. So it's just very confusing to me. It just all seems like a fool and a mess. And Derrick Jackson is the fool. And it's going to take me some years to start even paying him any attention anymore because his talking and the way he moves, they don't be adding up. They don't be lining up. And now the baby mama is just, well, the ex-wife is now just out here in these streets, just trying to get through this thing. And she hasn't healed and she's trying to figure it out. And that just shows you that it's not all together. It just doesn't add up to me.
Let me say this too, because you know, normally by the time we get it, it's been going on already. You know what I mean?
That's true too.
So, you know, her doing a seminar, I don't think that she can, she ain't that damn experienced where she can throw together a damn seminar right now and say, I'm going to talk about it. You know what I mean? So she must have been doing something. And here's another thing that I just experienced last night. Sometime when you're going through something, the best time to be transparent is when you are seeking some advice and help and encouragement yourself. And that is probably another way of her getting out there to try to be ahead of it, to say, yep, I'm hurting. And absolutely, I'm trying my best to be able to get over this. And if anybody out there that I'm talking to about what I'm going through in my experience, if y'all got something to add, then go ahead. She got to save face some kind of way. I hate that. You got to say something because they done told to spill the beans kind of thing. So yeah, he going to come out and say something after the pictures come out. Because now it's like speaking to Mike, please. You know what I mean?
I'm sick of both of them. Go ahead, Vivica. I'm sick of both of them. Sorry, Vivica. Go ahead. Yeah, I'll go after you. Because I'm not going to be nice.
Who are these people?
There you go. That's perfect right there. I'm going to say it. You know, I don't want to... That's a statement right there. That's perfect.
I swear I wanted to say it too, but I just go with the flow. You know what I mean? Of what was going on, not them.
I'm sick of both of them. First of all,
these children are just, you know, I hate how they don't take family, marriage vows. I mean, it's just crazy that y'all, that these worlds that y'all living in, and it's like, okay, that if you are a public figure and no one knows that you're in the process of a divorce, that you just out wowing, having a great time, but in the public eye, you don't think somebody gonna take your picture or videotape you?
Right.
Come on, bruh. Like, that's just disrespectful. Even if you are, she was your wife. So if you are gonna get a divorce for her, what you doing up in the club with the side chick? And then, because you get busted, then you got something to say, like, well, you know, in the process, we've decided to have a, you know, mutual that we didn't want to raise. Boy, if you.
Stop playing.
So I never heard of Derrick Jackson until I heard about all his cheating scandals. I didn't follow him as a relationship guru. And 9 times out of 10, these relationship gurus be having the most problems. They be telling everybody how to be all this fake deep texts and posts and
right.
Miss me with the nonsense. When they be trying so hard to show you how perfect they are, they usually have all kinds of skeletons. And I'm not surprised. And for the wife, you are the victim of this. So I do feel for you. You are the victim of this. But just 2 weeks ago, you cursed all of our butts out, wishing all kind of hexes and curses on people's ovaries and uteruses. And you was hoping people would be childless and people would lose, they wouldn't be able to get pregnant. I remember that, Danaya. You curse and you use the Lord's name in prayer, and you use that against people that had things to say about y'all's relationship. Y'all put your relationship out there. Y'all had things to say about everybody else and leave us alone, and y'all bringing negativity. No, your little raggedy ass husband brought negativity and shame to you. You were dumb enough to stand by him. Oh, I won't say dumb enough. You were naive enough to stand by the lie this man gave you. I think he had you so digmatized that you just believe you ate up everything he gave you because he looked like he in good shape. And usually guys that are like that, they probably put it down. That's all they're about. But anyways, you curse all the people that would probably be sympathetic to you right now. And you said a lot of really evil things that scared me. I was watching that like, damn, I felt that she put a hex on me when I watched what she had to say. And here she is, you know, you're at this point, you're part of your suffering. I can't even call you a victim anymore.
Well, clearly, honey, you know more about these folks than we do. So
but Derrick Jackson is if Cap was a person, it would be him. He is Cap as hell, because you have predicated your entire existence and career on, you know, how women should behave to get a man and how we should act and all this stuff. And you did this to your woman in public. Like, you cheated on your wife and disgraced her in public. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Oh, I know who this bruh is. This is a fake dude that they was on the video, and she was sitting next to him, no makeup on.
Right.
Oh, I remember that too.
Right. Next.
She didn't even look like, she didn't look snatched. She didn't look like she knew that what was going to be happening, and she didn't look presentable.
She looked like a burglar in that video, honey. She looked like
And then gonna get mad at us for saying anything. Girl, bye. I don't want to talk. We're not talking about y'all anymore, because it's a wrap. And y'all, Derrick, with the fake relationship advice, go on, sit down somewhere. All right, y'all, we're going to take a quick commercial break and whatever to these people. We'll be back. Welcome back to Cocktails with the Queens. One more thing. I wish I would pay for a seminar from a girl who got cheated on last weekend in Miami. I'm not doing it. Sorry, it was still in my spirit. Okay, y'all. So listen, y'all, we reached the part of the show where we talk about relationships, the challenges we face in our lives, and how we overcame them. Danae, are you watching? Please welcome to our queen. Woo, the wine kicking in. All right, y'all, tonight we're talking about reclaiming our power as Black women. Perfect. Our topic was inspired by Trevor Noah's emotional farewell on The Daily Show, where he gave Black women our flowers, Trevor kicked off the speech by crediting the Black women in his family for shaping his mindset. Trevor said, "Do yourself a favor. If you truly want to know what to do or how to do it, or maybe the best way or the most equitable way, talk to Black women. There are a lot of reasons that I'm here, and I'm so grateful to them." What are your thoughts on Trevor praising Black women for his success? And what does that say about our power? Vivica, I want to go to you first.
Wow. I first of all, it blew me away. It really did, because this was his finale show. Mm-hmm. And like, none of us saw that coming whatsoever, but it warmed my heart, you know, because, you know, for a brother to go out that and thank his mama, his grandmama, say they made him the man that he is. And if you really want to get some knowledge, go to a sister. That's never been done. That's never been done on by a, you know, someone signing off that way. And just to know that he has that much admiration for us and wasn't afraid to speak up, it warmed my heart. I thought it was awesome.
It was great. Okay. All right. Selena, what do you think about this?
Of course, everything Vivica said, and just to add to it, you know, African-American women are the number one consumer in America for certain. And he's right. If you just want to go statistic wise, he's right. We are the most supportive. We vote the highest. We have the highest voters turnout. We buy the most products. We know stuff because we experience the most stuff. And I just love how a Black man was the one who advocated for us in that moment. On a platform that when you looked in the audience in the video, because I reposted it, honey, because I live for every single word that he said. And when you looked in the audience, it was literally all women, you know. Mm-hmm. So it just kind of stamps the fact that the women support him the most, because he speaks sense. He talks sense. And to say that Black women taught him, you better do it. You better tell these people what time it is. It's the truth. And it's time for the truth to be revealed. And I'm so glad that a Black man wasn't afraid to be the one to lead the charge in it. He's such a king.
Lisa Rae, what do you think?
I think it was sweet and honorable, but I don't think it was anything new. I hate that we have to really shine the spotlight on it now, because we're in a time in which we need to hear it. And when it comes out that way, we're like, did you pay attention to it? Do you pay attention? But this is something that we've been knowing. They just don't know. So we got to keep reminding them. So on that platform, I think that him taking his platform and using that and paying homage to the women in his life and us as Black women to be strong and a pillar of strength, I think it was awesome.
I'm going to say this about The Daily Show. Y'all have the best casting. Jon Stewart was one of the most brilliant minds in the entertainment game, hands down. If y'all ever watch his interviews, like when he left that show, I'm like, who's going to take his place? Trevor Noah. Trevor Noah is just as brilliant and charming and handsome and Black and unapologetic about it, says what we're thinking, but in such an eloquent way. Trevor Noah, to me, is an icon in the talk show space and the hosting space. I think he's one of the best that has ever done it. And I know he's leaving that show, but I'm going to need him to stay on something, because he's so profound with the things he says. And he's the man. And thank you. We tip our hat back to you for acknowledging us, Trevor Noah. Like you that dude, you that guy. All right, y'all. Speaking of that guy, someone that we are all friends with, I wanted to talk about this. Mark Curry, Mark Cooper, hanging with Mr. Cooper, Mark Curry, the comedian, was in Colorado Springs and he was staying at a hotel, right? And I don't know if y'all seen the video, but he was in the lobby drinking some Starbucks with a scarf on, looking very much the 30-year veteran in the game, comedian, professional Black male, wasn't bothering anybody. And security came to harass him about if he had
He was an engineer. He was not even security.
He was lying and saying he was like a little bit of everything, right? And we have a video of it. Let's take a look at this.
Okay. And I'm asking, are you a guest?
I said, no, I'm an employee.
Well, let me see some ID. You got your backup. How you doing, backup? Does he speak?
So they did not want to provide any ID to Mark. like he wasn't worth it. And there was a bunch of other people in the lobby. Of course, they were not Black. They were all white. They didn't bother them to ask them if they stayed in the hotel. When Mark said, "Did you ask them?" The fake security / engineer, whatever he is, said, "They're having a drink." He's like, "Well, I'm having a drink too." And they harassed this man. It went on and on. So I'm gonna tell you this: Mark Curry posted the phone number up. I was blowing them up all weekend, trying to talk to somebody. Left messages because this is an outrage. They offer a free room. No, nobody want to stay at your little raggedy hotel after you did that. What do y'all think about this story? Whoever want to go?
I tell you this. When the video, the live that Mark posted was like 24 minutes, so he went through this for a minute. And he never did get any answers because he went to the front desk and asked the young lady, "Hey, can you call the police? Because now," and he got the right, because even as a public figure, because that he is a celebrity. In his own right, you can feel threatened, like, who are you? Because they didn't show no ID. You say you work at the hotel, but I don't know. And we be having people that's scamming us. We be having people that, what you call those people that,
Stalkers.
You know, stalkers that be coming in and trying to engage and can get close and you know what I mean? So you absolutely right. Why you didn't call the police? And then she said, "Well, sir, you have a room here. What's your room number? What's your name?" And he like, "Well, hold on. I'm not gonna lie, first of all, but he said to her, "You check me in. Don't start that shit." You know what I'm saying? So now they following him around the hotel and he goes to his room and he sits down and I feel him. He's like, "Did you ask anybody else? Did you walk up to anybody else here and ask them, were they a guest? What's that all about?" So you're damn right. We need to call them and blow up their phone to death and let them know that they can't be doing that shit.
Right.
They changed their numbers because I certainly blew up about three of them. They kept changing.
They changed the number, Claudia.
I called corporate. I called the 855.
That's a good point, Lisa Ray said. That was that part in the video where she was like, "What's your room number at the front desk?" And he was like, "You check me in. We not, as entertainers, we not getting ready to haul off and tell you what room we in. Are you crazy?
You have alias name."
Yeah, that's crazy to me. And if you checked him in, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. You're part of it. That's a fool.
Yep.
Livergood, what'd you think about this?
Well, that camera don't lie again, you know? Because he tried to tell him, "Don't be having a camera up in my face. So now you're going to get indignant." Really? You're going
to come up. Back up. He said back up.
Somebody's minding their own business, chilling, but you're going to go up, roll up on the one Black man that's minding his business, ain't bothering nobody, and proceed to harass them. I'm glad they put your ass on blast.
Yep.
Okay? I love it. I love it that they did. So once again, y'all better watch who y'all rolling up on.
Right.
Because when you put on blast, now you messing with the corporation that now they got to answer. As Claudia said, nobody wants your little room. And then as a matter of fact, spread the word on this hotel that they have racist intentions. I love it.
And you know, and I see some white people in the comments, like on Twitter, and I only call them out because they were like, "Well, why not?" Like, I hear this argument a lot. "Well, why not just show your ID? Well, why not just tell them?" And I will say this: y'all may think Black people are defensive. You're goddamn right we are, because you don't have to deal with proving yourselves. And it feels like the equivalent of back in the day when the police or the slave catchers, they want to ask for your papers. It's reminiscent of prove who you are to me. I have authority over you. I am white. You're Black. You have to answer to me. I don't have to show you my credentials. You have to show me yours. If he was truly a professional, instead of some white trash mountain trailer park inbred, that's what he looked like. I'm going to go ahead and say it. And he had no professionalism about him. He would say, "Excuse me, sir. I am such and such with hotel security or engineer. And I have to just check. Are you a guest here?" It still felt the same. It felt a little more professional. You just rolled up on him and you had the little sidekick, the kind of Black guy with you, the little Hawaiian looking dude that's supposed to help you out. It was y'all don't roll up on white businessmen and do that. So yes, we get defensive because that only happens to us.
And white people in the Twitter comment, you need to have several seats, because that's why we call y'all Karen. Because had that happened to y'all, y'all would have raised all holy hell. "I don't want to share my ID. Why do I need to show my ID?" Y'all would have had all the rights, all the arguments. You would have gave all the smoke. It would have been all the way to corporate. Y'all would not have shown y'all ID. So stop it. Ooh, stop acting like that's the simple thing to do, because y'all would have been fighting down. y'all would not have shown your, why do I need to show my ID? Because y'all the same ones that didn't want to wear masks in the pandemic. So several seats sat down. You don't know our struggle. You don't know nothing about us. If we don't want to show our ID, damn it, we don't need to. And he was sitting in the hotel. So apparently he must be there.
To the people, the lady at the front,
sit down.
So the lady that worked the front desk, I must answer for more credit. Bitch, you saw my ID when I checked it with my credit card.
That part.
So that part. You saw it already. So
and if it ain't that many black people up there, she should have really remembered who he was.
And he about 6'5". He not short. This a big black man. This ain't right. No short. He can play ball.
Mark Curry, we support you. You want to come on here and talk about it? You can. You are welcome. You are
okay. Awesome. I love Mark Curry. Love down you. To the floor, honey. The funniest person ever.
Into the hotel. I will be harassing y'all all weekend long. Okay. All right, y'all. We taking a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more show after this. Welcome back to Cocktails with the Queens. All right, y'all. Listen, I got another little bit of advice and tips for you. Now, listen, I've tried everything to get that silky, strong, healthy hair. And when I say everything, I mean everything. I have gone through so much with trying different kind of treatments and get my hair looking right and get rid of frizziness. And I got something for you. So listen, if you ever tried any of those ineffective hair treatments, mayo, avocado, all kinds of hair, masks, eggs, and you're tired of that and you're hungry to try something that actually works, give Vegamore a try like I did. Vegamore has transformed my hair. Their clean and vegan approach to healthy hair uses smart botanicals that promote visibly thicker, fuller, longer looking hair. Now, with help from Vegamore, get healthy, beautiful looking hair without the use of harmful chemicals. All their products are cruelty free and never contain potential harmful chemicals like parabens or hormones. Now, Vegamore has something for everyone looking to improve their hair health. The GRO, the Grow Revitalizing Shampoo and Conditioner Kit works together to create visibly thicker hair and improve hair from the roots. Just massage the shampoo into your scalp for 60 seconds and then follow up with a conditioner on lengths and ends. And it's as simple as that. Now listen, having Vegamore as my go-to shampoo and conditioner is a game changer for my overall hair health. I think the product is amazing. And listen, we are always looking for good products. Now with Vegamore, there's no risk when trying because they have a 90-day money-back guarantee. But with 91% of customers saying they saw visibly thicker hair with Vegamore in just 3 months, you're not going to want to run out. Now, give your hair exactly what it's been craving with Vegamore. Go to vegamore.com/cocktailswithqueens and use Cocktails with Queens to save 20% on your first order. That's vegamore.com/cocktailswithqueens. Code Cocktails with Queens to save 20% at vegamore.com/cocktailswiththequeens. All right, y'all. Listen, here's a story that we gotta get into. Dr. Umar Johnson shared his thoughts on polygamy during an episode of Hell of a Week with Charlemagne the God. Dr. Umar said, "I think we have to understand that monogamy is not natural to alpha males." He added, "Even within the animal kingdom, the alphas tend to have more than one spouse. And if you also look at women, as much as they may chide polygamy, many women will date alpha with another woman if she's attracted to him. Just look at the amount of women who date married men, but at the same time say they're against plural marriage." Ladies, what are your thoughts on what Dr. Umar said? Celine, I saw your comment on a post. Go ahead.
First of all, if you're going to have DR in front of your name, you need to be responsible with when you speak on platforms. If you want to be a polygamist, let that be your business and take that into your own preference and don't say that and don't be generalized. Don't put a blanket over all black men saying that or all men, period, and saying that that's the natural way that men are. That's first of all. If you want to be a polygamist, that's your business. Fine. Do your thing. Second of all, I'm really getting tired. I'm exhausted with this ideology that men should have millions into difference of women, a whole bunch of women. That I'm really getting sick of it. And then people going back to, well, if you look back to this religion and that religion, fine. My thing is this. Men, could it just be that you are wired for greed? Could it just be? Because when Adam and Eve was created, it was just Adam and Eve. He didn't create Adam, Eve, Shaquita, Karen, Markeisha. He didn't create a whole bunch of girls in the Garden of Eden. And lastly, y'all want all these women. Y'all say it's polygamy is the right way, but I don't never see y'all want all these jobs. You never run around here trying to get a whole bunch of jobs, but you want all these here women.
All right.
So if you're greedy, why don't you go get some more jobs? Be a polygamist in that.
I approve that message. Vivica?
Once again, who?
Again.
Lisa Ray?
Well, I'm like what Selena said. You know, back in the day, back in the Bible days, we were concubines and you had your choice of either one of us. And then, you know, back in Africa, the king had multiple wives, as many as he can take care of, whatever. That was then. And then that was how they were raised. We are against that because we know nothing about that. We are, you know, we're not groomed for that. You know what I mean? Like even, you know, arranged marriages for us, it's almost like arranging what? With who? You know, the people that are looking for love and want to be one-on-one, do it. But I know that it would be different that if we took on many partners, and let me just say, I don't want multiple partners. I don't want different people.
Same.
I don't. You know, I want to find one person. You know what I mean? But I can understand that just like friends, they're on different levels. This friend make you laugh. This friend is good to go out of town with, you know, that kind of thing. But they like that and like for us to do that.
We got to go, Lisa Ray. Before we go, I'm just going to say this. It's always the ones that can't provide for 2, 3, 4, 5 women that want 2, 3, 4, 5 women. Remember, polygamy back then, they were taking care of all those women, not just having sex with all those women. So miss me with the nonsense. We want to thank Jacob Lattimore for joining us. Thank you for watching on YouTube. Stay tuned for Brutally Honest with Jasmine Brand.
Boom. Bye.